This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Today is the last day for the campaigning for seventh and final phase of elections in Uttar Pradesh. In this phase, voting will be held on Saturday in 57 parliamentary constituencies spread over seven states and the Union Territory of Chandigarh. Simultaneously, 42 assembly seats in Odisha will also go to polls. Political parties are using all their might to woo the voters. Akashvani correspondent reports that Defence Minister and senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh will campaign in Kushinagar, Roberts Ganj and Chandauli constituencies. Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh Mohan Yadav will hold road shows in Kushinagar and Sonbhadra constituencies, while Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will campaign in Maharaj Ganj and Ghosi constituencies today. In Jharkhand, leaders of various parties are making last-ditch effort to woo voters in favour of their party candidates. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi is scheduled to address election meeting in Dumka. Jharkhand BJP Chief Babulal Marandi will hold rallies in Goda and Sahibganj. Chief Minister Champai Soren will address a series of meetings in Goda, Dumka and Sahibganj in favour of party candidates. Leaders of RJD and left parties will also hold rallies and road shows today. Polling will be held in three constituencies, Goda, Dumka and Sahibganj of Santhal region of Jharkhand during the final phase of elections on 1st of June. Election Commission has taken massive strides in ensuring inclusivity and accessibility in the Lok Sabha elections 2024 to ensure that no eligible voter is deprived of their right to vote on account of physical or other barriers. The Commission said that so far, after the conclusion of six phases of elections, immense enthusiasm was seen amongst voters of various sections such as persons with disabilities, senior citizens, transgenders and particularly vulnerable tribal groups. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said that the Commission is determined to make the elections truly reflective of the spirit of plurality and diversity that is the pride of our country. The peak power demand in Delhi yesterday reached an all-time high of 8,302 megawatt. It was the first time in the history of the national capital that its power demand reached this level. According to the State Load Dispatch Centre, Delhi, the peak power demand of the city recorded 8,302 megawatt at 3:36 p.m. S&P Global Ratings has revised India's outlook on economy to positive from stable. The agency expects broad continuity in economic reforms and fiscal policies regardless of the election outcome. Since September 26, 2014, the agency placed India's outlook on economy as stable. After a gap of 10 years, the outlook has been upgraded to positive. In a statement, S&P Global Ratings said that the positive outlook reflects our view that continued policy stability, deepening economic reforms and high infrastructure investment will sustain long-term growth prospects, that along with cautious fiscal and monetary policy that diminishes the government's elevated debt and interest burden while bolstering economic resilience could lead to a higher rating over the next 24 months. The fourth round of India-Bangladesh Consular Dialogue was held yesterday in New Delhi. Joint Secretary, Consular, Passport and Visa Division Dr. Aman Puri led the Indian delegation, while the delegation from Bangladesh side was led by Director General South Asia, Ministry of Foreign Affairs Rukbul Haq. The two sides held wide-ranging discussions on mechanisms to strengthen coordination and cooperation on consular issues, visa matters, repatriation, MLAT and extradition cases. The two sides also agreed to further strengthen the bilateral revised travel arrangement to facilitate movement of nationals from both sides. In chess, Pragnananda toppled Magnus Carlsen for the first time in classical event. The 18-year-old Indian prodigy took down the world number one with the five pieces in the third round of Norway Chess 2024. And that is the end of this news bulletin.